All right, tonight we are going to be talking about the Lordship of Jesus Christ. The Lordship of Jesus Christ. We are in a season right now called Lent. It's called Lent. And the purpose of Lent is to prepare the believer for Easter, the celebration of Jesus Christ rising from the dead over 2,000 years ago. That's good. So we're in a season called Lent. And during Lent, there's many Christians and many branches of the faith that focus on repentance of sins. They focus on mortifying the flesh and self-denial during this time. So we are in a time right now looking toward Easter, celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead over 2,000 years ago. We're in a time called Lent where self-denial is practiced. A lot of Christians practice fasting during this time to replicate Jesus' journey into the desert, in the desert, for 40 days. So at this time, right now, looking toward Easter, this is a time when we should dwell on the Lordship of Jesus Christ over our lives. How many here would agree tonight? We should be dwelling on the Lordship of Jesus Christ over our lives at this time and throughout the entire year. Yes, remember this, Jesus Christ was born to die. Jesus Christ was born to die so that you and I could live in heaven forever by faith in Him. Jesus Christ died upon a cross so that we could have the greatest gift in the world, the gift of eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Remember, this season of Lent is a season where people practice, Christians in many denominations, practice self-denial. In respect of the death of Jesus, we need to put to death the misdeeds of the body. We need to put to death this draw that the sinful nature has towards sinful desires. Putting to death the misdeeds of the body is making Jesus Christ Lord over all.
Amen.
Putting to death the misdeeds of the body. Putting to death the sinful nature is making Jesus Christ Lord over all.
Amen.
What did Jesus say in Matthew chapter 16? Jesus said in Matthew 16 verse 24, He said to His disciples, "If anyone would come after me, if anyone would be my disciple, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." How many here call themselves a real disciple of Jesus Christ? How many here is a real disciple of Jesus Christ? Then we must deny ourselves, we must take up our crosses daily, and we must follow Jesus. Christianity is all about Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord. Amen?
Amen?
Let's back up to verse 13 of Matthew chapter 16. Verse 13. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" He asked. He looked at His disciples and said, "What about you?" And Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You are the Anointed One, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, verse 17, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven." Jesus asked them, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." I've got a very important question for you tonight. And think about this. If you remember nothing else tonight, remember this. If Jesus were to stand before you tonight, face to face, and he were to ask you tonight, now, after the meeting, in the next day, in the next 2 days, you were to see Jesus face to face, and he were to ask you, who do you say that I am? How would you respond? If Jesus were to be face to face with you, and he were to ask you, who do you say that I am? How would you respond?
Jesus Christ, I'm my Lord and Savior.
That's good. Would you be able to respond, Jesus, you are my master and you are my Lord?
Amen.
Would you be able to say to Jesus face to face, if he appeared to you, Jesus, you are my master. Jesus, you are my Lord. You see, if Jesus is not your master, then by default, you are the master of your own destiny. If Jesus is not your master, if you can't commit to Jesus as your master, then by default, you are the master, you are the Lord, with a small l, of your own destiny. You know, there's people that have these thoughts. Can't I just get high once in a while? Can't I get drunk just once a week? You know, can't I just look at some things that are fun to look at, even though I know it's not good to look at those things because it makes my flesh feel good? Can't I just do with my life what I want to do with my life? Maybe that's you tonight thinking that way. You know, this is my life. I love Jesus. Jesus is my Savior. But can I do some things with my life that are just fun to the flesh? And friends, I'm here to tell you tonight that if this is your mindset, then you are the master of your own destiny. You know, if in your life you're just catering to the flesh constantly, catering to what the flesh wants to do, I know the flesh is weak, then you know what? You're behind the steering wheel of your own life. Now, you might have accepted Jesus as Savior a week ago, or a month ago, or a year ago, or 5 years ago, and you said, Jesus, be my Savior. And Jesus is your Savior. Jesus wants to be your Savior. What does Jesus as Savior mean? Jesus as Savior means that He has saved you, rescued you, delivered you from the grip of sin.
Amen. That's right.
Jesus has saved you. He has rescued you. He has delivered you from the control and the stronghold of sin over your life. That's what Jesus as Savior means. Jesus as Savior also means that He has saved and rescued and delivered your life from eternal damnation. He has given you eternal life by faith in Him. This is Jesus as Savior. You know, when you accepted Jesus, if you were to die at that moment, you would have gone straight to heaven. But in the next 10, 20, 30, 40, or 50 years that you live on this earth, Jesus wants to be your Lord. He wants to be your master. Yes, He is Savior, but He also wants to be master. And it takes dying to self, denial of self, mortifying the desires of the flesh in order to make Jesus your Lord and your master. Is that making sense here tonight?
Very much sense.
Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. Paul writing to the Romans, 6, verse 23. Let me say this first. Being the master of your own destiny leads to sin. If you're driving the automobile, the car of your life, and you're in control, full control of your own life, that leads to sin. And what does Paul write in Romans 6, 23? He says, the wages of sin is death. You know, leading a life of sin, catering to the flesh, doing always what the sinful nature wants to do leads to death. Sin leads to death. Sin pays a wage. Just like your boss, when you work for him, 6 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours a day, 2 days a week, 3 days a week, he pays you a certain wage. Well, sin, practicing sin, day after day after day, being the master of your own destiny, pays a wage, and that wage is called eternal death. But back up to verse 22, verse of Romans chapter 6. But that now that you have been set free from sin, Paul is writing, now that you have been set free from slavery to sin and have become slaves of God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. Now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves to God, what does it mean to be a slave to God? Being a slave to God means that your entire being is surrendered to God's will for your life. And I'm preaching to myself here tonight because I haven't arrived. Being a slave to God is submitting your entire being to the will of God for your life. Being a slave to God means making His Son, Jesus Christ, your Savior and your Lord, your Master. And what does he write? This leads what? To holiness, and the result is eternal life. Let me ask you tonight, who is in the driver's seat of your life? Who's behind the steering wheel of your life? Is it you? Are you the master of your destiny, the master of your life? Guess what? There's somebody else who wants to be behind the steering wheel of your life. And his name is Jesus Christ, God the Son. Amen?
Amen.
You know what we need to do? We need to slide over to the passenger side and put Jesus in the driver's seat of our lives. Say, Jesus, you take the wheel of my life. You be the controller of my life. You be the supreme in authority over my life in every single area. You know what Lord means in simple English, modern English? Jesus is Lord. Do you know what that means in modern English? It means big boss. Jesus Christ wants to be the big boss of your life. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you're not going to get there immediately. Making Jesus Lord, the process of sanctification, becoming holy as God is holy, doesn't happen instantly. So don't condemn yourself. It takes time. It takes a process of time. And you know, we get weak in our flesh. And I was like, man, like I was saying earlier, my flesh just wants to do things that are fun at times, even though I know it's not good for my Christian walk. My flesh wants to do sinful things at times. And when you get weak and you want to go back to that, to the drugs, and you want to go back to the alcohol, and you want to go back to looking at things that are not right, and you're like, God, I'm trying to live a holy life. I'm trying to make your Son Jesus Lord over every part of my life. You get weak, cry out to God and say, God, I know that your word says I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Yes. God, I thank you that you give me your grace, your divine enablement, your divine empowerment to follow your Son Jesus Christ wholeheartedly in every part of my existence. You cry out to God in prayer, and I'm here to tell you tonight that God will give you His strength to follow Jesus Christ. You know, a great man of God once said this. He said, becoming a Christian is the work of a moment. When you put your faith in Jesus Christ and He became your Savior, that happened in a moment. But being a Christian over the process of time is the work of a lifetime. Should I say it again? Becoming a Christian is the work of a moment. But being a Christian, making Jesus Christ Lord over every part of your life, is the work of a lifetime. How do you make Jesus Christ Lord? By praying to God, by praying and saying, God, I need your help. Crying out to God. When you get weak in the flesh, cry out to God and say, God, I can't do this on my own. And God will give you his strength and enablement. Another way to become more Christ-like and make Jesus your master and your Lord is by getting into the Word of God, the washing of the water of the Word, renewing your mind with the Word of God.
Amen.
You know, the books that we read, the magazines that we read, the newspapers we read, the internet that you read influences the way that you think. The books we read and we meditate upon influence the way that we think in our minds and eventually will influence our actions on the outside. Why not be influenced by the greatest book in the world, the Word of God, the Bible? And instead of reading the bad news every day, we need to be up to date on the news, but instead of just being immersed in the news and newspapers and the internet and the magazines, immerse yourself tonight in the Word of God. Amen?
Yeah.
This is how you renew your mind. And it doesn't help reading God's Word just at Easter time or just at Thanksgiving time or just at Christmas time. I've preached this before. We've got to be in the Word of God on a consistent basis. You may not have a lot of time in the day to read, but you might be able to read a couple of scriptures or maybe a chapter or maybe two chapters. I'm here to tell you tonight that your mind will be renewed as you read and you meditate upon this Word.
Amen.
And you will become more like Christ. Jesus will become your master and your Lord. Is that good news here tonight?
Yeah.
Amen?
Hallelujah.
Where in our lives do we make Jesus master? Where do we make Jesus master?
Everywhere.
Every single part of your existence. Jesus wants to be master over your mind. You know, the sinful mind thinks thoughts of what? It thinks thoughts of vengeance and vindictiveness and getting even with your offender. That's the sinful mind thinking. But if Jesus is our master, how does the renewed mind think? It puts to death those sinful ways of thinking. It puts to death the mindset of vindictiveness. It puts to death the mindset of vengeance and says, you know what? I am going to forgive like Jesus forgave when he walked this earth. Like Jesus forgives. He was hanging on a cross, friends.
Amen.
He was hanging on a cross. He was being crucified in a brutal way. And in the midst of it, what did he say? He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Forgive them, Father.
That has got to be our mindset. That's making Jesus Christ Lord over our minds.
Yes,
where else does Jesus want to be master? He wants to be master over your body, over your flesh, over your physical body.
Body.
Now, how does the sinful nature think concerning the body? The sinful nature thinks, you know what? I'm going to continue getting high. I'm going to continue getting drunk. I'm going to continue just catering to the flesh and doing the things that my flesh wants to do. But guess what? Making Jesus master over your body gives you power and is putting death to the sinful things that your body, the flesh, wants to do. And it's tough. You cry out to God when it gets tough, and God will give you his strength, his enablement, his grace, and you read this Word on a consistent basis. Amen. Is that good news here tonight?
Amen.
If Jesus were walking this earth in flesh today still, he would not be getting drunk. He would not be getting high. Jesus would be doing only what is holy with his body. And if he's going to be our master, we are to do the same with our physical bodies. Amen? Jesus wants to be the master and the Lord of your spirit. Who sits upon the throne of your heart?
Yes,
let me ask you tonight, who sits upon the throne of your heart? Is it something else? Is it you or is it Jesus? Jesus Christ, King of Kings, is the only one who wants to occupy the throne of your heart. He wants to be master and Lord of your spirit, your relationships, your words. How's your words that come out of your mouth? When you stub that big toe, or somebody gets under your skin, what does the sinful nature say to do? The sinful nature says to speak a bad four-letter word, right? We've all been there, right? At one point or another. Speak a bad four-letter word. But if Jesus is to be the master over your words that you speak, you've got to put to death those bad four-letter words. You've got to put to death any foul, bad language.
You bury it,
you crucify it, and you put Jesus in control of the words that come out of your mouth. Amen here tonight? God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Every part of your life, Jesus wants to be master and Lord. Remember this, the next hour is not guaranteed you.
Never.
It's not guaranteed you. Is Jesus Christ your Savior? If He is your Savior and He were to meet with you face to face, and the next day, tonight, tomorrow, the next 2 days, the next 3 days, and Jesus were to ask you personally, face to face, who do you say that I am? How would you respond? Would you be honestly, from the bottom of your heart, be able to say, Jesus, you are my master? Jesus, I get weak at times, but I'm trying to follow you. But whenever I slip, I do confess my sins. Would you be able to say, Jesus, you are my master, my Lord. Sit upon the throne of my heart. Would you be able to tell Jesus that? Remember, Jesus knows the truth from a lie. He's the perfect one. Amen? Would you be able to say, Jesus, you are my Lord, the one in full control over every part of my life? During this time of Lent, looking toward Easter, let's put to death the misdeeds of the body. But not just during this time, beyond April 1st, beyond Easter, 12 months, a year, let's put to death the misdeeds of the body. Let's put to death this draw that the sinful nature has towards sinful and bad desires.
Amen.
12 months out of the year, every day of the year. Amen?
Amen.
Is Jesus Christ the master over your relationships, over your interactions with other human beings? How does the sinful nature say to treat another human being? It says to, when they get you upset, to be bitter, or to even physically attack or verbally attack, like we talked about. But if Jesus is your master, guess what? You'll be loving other people. You'll be treating them the way Jesus treated people when He walked this earth over 2,000 years ago. Is that good news here tonight?
Amen.
This season is a season to focus on the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Self-denial. If anyone would come after me, Jesus said, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. We need to practice self-denial.